Hey y'all. listen to me. Listen, it is the 29th of December. It's my last episode for 2018. And baby, I am ready. I know people talk about the new year every year around this time. They always say, oh my God, 2000 whatever is going to be my year to floss, to grow, to shine, to be all I can be or me. But I'm going to let you know, 2018, baby. Yes, it's almost over. It's almost over, y'all. Can we start the show? Thank you.
Whoa, there's something on my mind. Won't somebody please tell me what's wrong?
Let me tell you something about this year. What a fucking year, right? I don't care who you are or what happened to you this year. You cannot say that this year wasn't fucking strong as shit. Everything that happened this year was divine as hell. All of the pain and suffering, all of the what the fuck is going on right now, all of the great times, all of that was divine, right? You know, I am into a lot of different things. I like to read a lot about just a plethora of stuff, right? And one of the things that I like to indulge in and learn about is sacred geometry and numerology, astrology, tarot, spirituality, voodoo, stuff like that. And in numerology, there are sacred numbers, right? So you have the sacred numbers of 1 through 9, and then you have your master numbers. You have your master number of 11. 1 is a really divine number. It's the beginning. And so 1-1 is 2 beginning, so it's a master number of 11. 2 is also divine because it comes after 1. So 22 is also a master number as well. So in numerology, we have 1 through 9, and we have 11 and 22. 2018 was a master year, right? Because it was the year 11. So what we do is we take 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8, and you get 11. And because that's a master number, that's where you can stop at. And when it comes to mastery, the force field behind that number is so strong that there was nothing that anybody could do about it. The greatest magician is not going to do anything about fucking the number 11 in the master year. And so that's why this year was so, I don't even know the right word to say, because it wasn't bad. It was not a bad year, but a lot of shit happened. A lot of cards were turned over in front of us, right? So every facet of your life was revealed to you in this year. And when I say that, I'm saying relationships that you have with people, not just lovers, but, you know, family, coworkers, just daily interactions with people, your pets, your children, things like that. Your career, financial, where you are in your life, that was revealed to you. You know, just spiritually, where you are spiritually. Are you mature? Are you immature? that was revealed to you. And there was nothing that you could do to stop the revealing of that information or the revelation, right, of that information. But the beautiful side of this crazy ass year is the master year is put in position to manifest or to help you create or get all of the tools that you need in order to go on into the next year, right? So this was a really, really strong observation year. This was a great time to sit back and really just watch shit unfold. Now, if you guys don't remember, January 1st, we had a lunar eclipse. So that was like an introduction to how this year was going to go. A lot of weather around, you know, natural Mother Nature and stuff was happening this year, which was another kind of symbolic way of sitting back and looking at what's going on in the world or what's going on with you. And all of that, as fucked up as some of it was just put into place to help you wean out or to help you see, basically, to take the blindfolds off. I know everybody done watched Bird Box. You finally get to take the blindfold off and look up, right? So it took the blindfold off you. It ripped the fucking blindfold off you. And it revealed to you what you needed to know, right? So this is like the Matrix. Remember with Neo and the Oracle? And then Morpheus tells Neo, the Oracle just told you what you needed to hear. That's all. You still have to make the decision on the path that you walk down. Whatever. This is how 2018 divine cosmic energy was this year. It showed you what you needed to see, but you still have the decision to make. But what it was showing you was not with ill intentions, right? This, you know, we might have had a hard year or what we think was a hard year, but it wasn't the cosmic's purpose to make your life miserable or hard. It was to reveal to you things that you can let go, things that you might need to work on, things that you might need to get in order to manifest whatever your desires are, whatever you need to manifest in the years to come. And so I know that we're all ready for fucking December 31st to bring his ass so that we can move the fuck on. But I think it's very important that we sit back and really reflect on how this year really went. So y'all know, I really want this show to be kind of like a radio station. So I'm just starting out. So, you know, I'm catching my flow and shit. Not a radio station, but like, I say this every episode and I'm not going to say it in 2019. Somebody quote me, but I don't like talking or like the whole time. It's just like somebody yapping. It's like, aight. You know, you got the people that are great orators, right? They could talk and you're listening and they could talk for an hour and you're just like all into it. I don't feel like I'm one of those people. I feel like, let me get my thoughts together. And I do that by playing music. So I feel like to end 2018's episode or this year, my few episodes I have, I think I have like four or five, I don't know. But to end it, I feel like this is going to be a Cardi B theme. Like, I know some people hate on her. That's true. Some people don't like her. Whatever. You can skip through all this. But I'm going to make this episode Cardi B. This is a Cardi, because this is how I felt. What she says is how I feel. And it's about to be a mood for all of 2019, excuse me. So let's get into Cardi. Cardi.
Deal with them, no. Deal with them, I can. Peanut butter, ass work. Fuck around and get jammed. Cardi in this bitch. Better understand. I flip the script and kill shit. Now they wanna hold my.
Hey, Cardi. You got something to say.
Now how much times do I gotta prove these niggas wrong? And how much times I gotta show these bitches I ain't soft? How many shows I gotta sell out before y'all get the course? Why they really turn the front like I ain't hit the chores? Told you they were doing deals from left to right, but I ain't giving in until they get them numbers right. All these people people think that this shit happened overnight. All that flexing they be doing shit is all a hype. No tolerance for a hating bitch talking shit. Only time I hold my tongue is when I'm sucking dick. So when I see you in the streets, yeah, it's fucking lit. And don't be talking all that sorry shit, don't flip the script. I see the lights, I hear the hype, I hit the mic. I kill the show, I get my dough, I catch a flight. I see a hater, I'm running down, it's on sight. I throw my hands, I hit them left, I hit them right. They sleeping on me just because I used to strip. But it's all good, cause now they wanna get up in my bit. Blowing up my phone, saying everything I touch is lit. Acting cool and wanna fuck me like they wasn't talking shit. Whoa, I let them live, let the shady motherfuckers live. Give them the price, then it's time to show them what it is. Don't get the bag, whether what you really tryna pitch. Don't waste my time, I ain't never been no average bitch. Not to mention I did my tour and this shit was winning. Independent, the headline, or what a feeling. I thank the Lord for every blessing that he has given. I love the fans, they fill me up with their ammunition. I don't really talk shit, but now I got an office. I don't know why bitches think we work in the same office. 20 bitches tryna keep up, look exhausted. Wave the white flag, girl, you might as well just forfeit.
Yeah. Some regular, bloody bar.
I swear to God, they ain't wanna see me leave the club. Got up on my shit, now they scared to show me love. They'd rather see me on the pole, twerking it for dubs. I guess I really gotta show them what the fuck is up. I'm on some other shit, that Cardi B gutter shit. Every time I catch a hating bitch, she on her stutter shit. Can't finish her words, but on Instagram, thuggin' shit. You set yourself up, don't make it seem like I be bugging, bitch. And niggas hating on me, really be upset, I don't know. Make me wonder what you got between your legs. You a real nigga, mad at a bitch for getting bragged. You's a bitch from birth, you just grew a third leg. Woo!
Look at me, Cardi. Look at me, Cardi. Look at me. Woo.
Looking like I caught a lick.
Caught a lick.
Run up on me, you get hit. And all my bitches with the shit. Bronx, New York, gangsta bitch. Looking like I caught a lick. Since day one, I've been that bitch. Some hitters in my clique. Looking like I caught a lick. Looking like I caught a lick. Yeah. I bought my money, bring yours out. Red Lamborghini with the doors out. I hit the mall, clear stores out. Heat to your face, clear paws out. I've been hardworking and humble, but believe me, I heard of the mumble. Look, I'm just gonna weave it alone. Cause I will put burners to bundles. Bitches is miserable, they are so typical. Hating is cheap, now my material. Look where I'm at, from back 3 years ago. I used to strip, now I keep a different pose. I do not fuck with your kind, no. I do not fuck with your vibe, no. I am a big boss, bitch. I do not come in your size, no. I seen a bitch tryna switch sides, then jump back tryna dick ride. But I ain't really worried about these hoes, cause bitches like hurt, D-Bro. Gucci bag, 40 cal, sticking out. If they want the smoke, then I give it out. I might leave my rub at your nigga house. Give you two something to figure out. I seen all they shots and they brick, brick, brick. Try something new, ho, quick, quick, quick. Body bag, zip, zip, zip.
That's my girl. Like, talk your shit. Like, talk your shit, Cardi. I fucking love it. But anyways, back to ending 2018. You know, for me, 2018 was really revealing as far as where I was spiritually, financially. I think my finances was like a big showcase, right? Like, I think that was what was revealed to me the most, because I went from living in luxury, not really, but like spending money, not giving a fuck because I ain't have no bills, to coming back to the States and having hella bills and having to manage my money and still not doing right. And realizing, oh shit, I really have to get this shit down because I've been fucking up my finances since a bitch got coins. And that was like 12, since 12 years old, I've been like throwing money everywhere because I'm on some shit like, when I pass on, I ain't gonna take it with me. So the fuck I need it for? But anyways, it revealed a lot about, 2018 revealed a lot about relationships. And where I was in relationships, like how I placed myself in relationships and the negative factors or negative impacts to me, even though I think that it was positive, right? So I noticed that one thing that I do a lot, and what was revealed to me this year was I give my all in every relationship. And giving your all is not a bad thing, but how do you fill your own cup, right? If you pour all your water out of your cup to give to someone else, then what's left in your cup? You don't have anything. You dehydrated. I was dehydrated. You know, I wasn't focusing on myself. I wasn't focusing on what I wanted to do. I was giving all of my energy, my life force to other people. And with a breakup, it really, really revealed heavily that component of my life, right? Not going to change that aspect of me as far as giving, because I will always be a giving person, but how I give, right? Make sure that I'm giving to the capacity of that particular person without pulling everything from my capacity, you know, making sure that I'm still focusing on me, because at the end of the day, that's all I have, right? Kids, boyfriend, husband, wife, mom, all them niggas, that's great and all, but at the end of the day, you only have you, right? Your health matters, your welfare matters, your life matters, and you have to be good to yourself, you know, talk to yourself nice. I like that little song, talk to me nice. Whatever, but you have to do that. And that's what was revealed to me. I don't really know what was revealed to everyone. Well, of course, I don't know what was revealed to everyone, but I do know this. If you, it's not even if you have seen your revelation, right? You have seen all the cards being laid out in front of you. And it's not so much about how people's impact you. It's also how you impact people, or you impact whatever facet of your life, right? You have to take that accountability. If you step into 2019 and you are not taking accountability for everything that was revealed to you in 2018, if you are still chasing things that were purposely thrown in the garbage by the universe in 2018, and you bring that to 2019, you, my friend, will have a difficult year and years to come. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have good things happen in your life. You're not going to see prosperity or anything like that. What it means is that you're going to have unnecessary challenges that you shouldn't be dealing with. If your job is on its bullshit and you are miserable and things were popping up at your job, dumb shit, dumb scuffles and dumb arguments and dumb debates, dumb meetings and dumb, you know, performance reviews by your supervisor, your boss or whatever, things that made you more miserable where you're like, fuck, I want to quit. Quit. Because if you step into 2019, and the universe was trying to tell you to take that leap of faith, to let that job go because something else is behind the next door, you are going to be stuck in a rut. And it's going to take you 10 times more energy and more effort to get out of that rut. If your girl or your man has been acting a fool, or y'all's relationship is unstable, or y'all are, you know, one person wants to break up, the other person wants to, whatever, Let that man go, sis. Let that girl go, bruh. Like, let it go. I don't care if you've been married for 10, 15, 20 years and now the relationship is over. Trees lose its leaves every fall. Let it go. If you step into 2019 trying to hold on to that toxic relationship, even if the person, and when we say toxic relationship, we're not saying the person is a bad person. We're just saying that y'all together ain't working. If the other person wants to leave or whatever, let that shit go. You're trying to hold on to that shit, you're going to find yourself in a rut. You're going to find yourself miserable. Okay? If your health has been declining, or all of a sudden your health declined, get healthy. If you have been struggling internally, or you have been contemplating internally about your mental welfare, and I'm not just talking about being suicidal or anything like that. I'm just saying in all aspects of your mental welfare, right? You stress, you're wondering if you might be depressed, or what you're going through, you're just concentrating on that, thinking about your mental well-being. Understand that, overstand that, make the adjustments before moving into 2019. You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to, because 2019 in numerology, like I talked about earlier, is the year 3. Okay. So 2 + 0 + 1 + 9 = 12. 12 is not a master number, and it's not part of the 1 through 9 sacred numbers, and it's not 22, which is a master number. So in order to get to your sacred number, you have to get down to a single digit. So you add those two numbers up, right? So you're going to say 1 + 2, which is 12. 1 + 2 = 3. 3, my friends, is the master number of completion. 1 + 2 = 3. Completion is another name for manifestation. Overstand, everything that happened in 2018 was divine. It might have felt like a punch to the stomach. It might have felt like the world was crashing down on you and shit was just all out of order. People were leaving left and right, or people were coming in, people's intentions, everything was revealed to you and you just didn't know. You felt overwhelmed, overbearing. The whole point of that was for 2019, and everybody knows it. You know, we talk about it being a cliche about like, oh, 20 whatever is going to be my year, but everybody has a feeling in them about 2019. I don't care what, no, like whatever's going on, everybody has that little feeling in them, because 2018 was just like, what? Like, you couldn't even believe it a little bit. Like, Trump acting a fucking fool. The weather, the earth then damn near split. We got fires everywhere. We got hurricanes developing in 2 days. We got deaths that are happening with people we couldn't even believe they were dead. And we just had a whole bunch this year that was just kind of left us on the edge of the seat with the question marks all around our mind. Like, what the fuck is going on? So we know in our gut that 2019 is about to be that motherfucking year. But it's only going to be that year for people that looked at their revelation. They looked at the cards that were being revealed to them. They looked at every aspect of their life authentically, right? So when you look at yourself, you don't just always put yourself in the pros. You have to identify the cons, because that's what you can work on to become a better you. If you are not identifying the cons, then you are a fake person. You are not being real. If you don't understand the duality of nature, we all have our ups and downs. If you're not grasping that, then you're not being authentic with yourself. And that means that you're not reading into what was revealed to you in 2018 authentically, not saying what people are just doing to you, but what you are doing to people, things like that. For those people that aren't authentically looking at themselves, 2019 is not going to be your year, boo. But for the ones that are, where we really sat back and was like, damn, like, yo. And even the good stuff, we sat back and was like, yo. I mean, Lil Duval, that Smile Bitch song, I know he was like, yo, that shit elevated his shit to another platform. The good stuff and the bad stuff, you know, if you can sit back and really authentically view what was given to you so that you know what to work on, 2019 will be your motherfucking year. You hear me? And I mean your year.
Look, my bitch is all bad, my niggas all real. I ride in his dick in some big tall heels, big fat checks, big large bills. Run out, flip like 10 car wheels. Cold ass bitch, I give raw chills. 10 different looks and my looks so kill. I kiss him in the mouth, I feel all grills. Heat in the car, that's smells on wheels. Woo! I was born to flex, yes. Diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets, I like morning sex. Woo! But nothing in this world that I like more than checks. Money. All I really wanna see is the money. I don't really need to be any the money. All a bad bitch need is the money. Whoa. I got bands in the coupe, bustin' out the roof. I got bands in the coupe, touch me, I'll shoot. Bow, shake a little ass.
You get a little bag and take it to the store. Get a little cash. You shake it real fast, you get a little more. I got bands in the coupe, bustin' out the roof. I got bands in the coupe, bustin' out the roof. I gotta fly, I need a jet. Shit, I need room for my legs. I got a baby, I need some money. Yeah, I need teeth for my egg. All y'all bitches in trouble. Bring brass knuckles to scuffle. I heard that Cardi went pop. Yeah, I did go pop, pop. That's me busting that bubble. I'm Dasani with the drip. Baby mommy with the clip. Walk out bodies with a bitch. Bring a thotty to the whip. Is she fine or she thick? God damn, walking past the mirror. Ooh, damn, I'm fine. Let a bitch try me. Boom, hammer time.
Hey.
Fuck him, then I get some money. Yeah. Fuck him, then I get some money. Yeah. Fuck him, then I get some money.
Yeah.
Fuck him, then I get some money.
I need tongue, I need face, I need brain, concentrate. Apple phone, product case, killer weed, rock a lace. Fuck the moat, buy the ace. Fuck the goals, drive a rave. Get some money, fuck the rolly, patty face. My career taking off, these hoes jogging in pace. Wear these hoes on their mouth, are these hoes out of shape? Can you stop with all the subs? Bitch, I ain't cherry. If you really want some smoke, you could pull up, you could get it. Grab a hand full of braids, make your nigga eat me out. Put a white boy on Sasson, I might turn GECL. Keep it G, from the go to the end, from the start. You know me, Cardi B, pussy popping on the charts.
If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. If I hit it two times, then I like her. If I fuck three times, I'm a wifer. It ain't safe for the black or the white girls. It ain't safe, it ain't safe.
Grow that, twerk it, shake that, bounce that,
Cardi,
do it, baby, stick it, baby, move it, baby, lick it, baby, suck up on that click into that pussy, got a hickey, baby, watch big, coulda brought a Range Rover, chain little, but I spent some change on it, nigga mad, I'ma put the gang on him, they'll die about me, they'll bang on him, in that ass poke out the frame on him, pussy so good, he got my name on it. Pretty on the realest in the city. Only fucking with the plug. Got a nigga worth a billy showing love. Only talk about bands when he hit me. Chose him, he ain't pick me. And we never doing quickies.
I wanna slim by woman with some pork with off. I wanna slim by woman with some pork with off. I wanna slim by woman with some pork with off. I wanna slim by woman with some pork with off.
I'm a top-notch bitch, need some top-notch dicks. Move like a G5 when you land in it.
Baby, stick it, baby, lick it, baby, eat it, baby. Yes, I will be twerking in the comfort of my home December 31st, 2018, getting 2018 the fuck up out of here. Twerking 2018 the fuck off me. Let me say this though. For the people that are going out New Year's Eve that are listening to this podcast, be safe out there. Catch an Uber. Get a hotel room. Stay at your baby mama house. Don't do anything stupid, because I would love to see all of y'all in 2019. I know that's impossible, but don't put yourself in a situation that's dangerous. Don't drink and drive. I have to say that. I'm 3.0 and I've lived that lifestyle. I've definitely partied my ass off. And let me tell you, by the grace of God, I am here today because I have made some crazy ass decisions, and I have watched some people pass away from making dumb ass decisions December 31st, getting toe up and then getting on the road and shit like that. Especially out here in Atlanta, niggas out here can't drive, for real, for real. Just don't do it. Please get an Uber. Please be safe. Do your thing. Live your best life. Okay. For my folks that will be staying at home, that will be in the comfort of loved ones and ain't doing too much, but really want to invite 2019 in, I do have some suggestions. So 2019, the sacred number of three, the completion year, the manifestation year. 2019, the stars are aligned for you to manifest everything that you want in your life. Especially for those that have been authentic with themselves, have been authentic with their reality, and understand what they need to do in order to become a better them and to move forward in life. I'm going to invite 2019 in with cleansing of myself, cleansing of my atmosphere, with rituals, with concentration. And I want to make this suggestion to you all. So, because it's a manifestation year, one thing that you have to know about manifesting things in your life is that it takes a bit of discipline. And that's going to be the theme for me for 2019 is discipline, right? So concentration, sacrifice, all of that is some type of discipline that you have to incorporate into your life. I want you, as a suggestion, to get some paper or a journal, notepad, get on your computer. And I really want you to sit back and think about 2018 and what that year was like for you. What was your revelation? Write it out. Say it out loud. Really think about it, because it helps you have more clarity behind it, especially when you say stuff out loud. Really think about what 2018 was for you, what it did for you, what it did to you. And then I want you to write out or speak out or think about what you want in 2019. Write your goals out, but understand that goals are just the end game. They're the outcome, right? Goals without any momentum is just dreams. And you will be mad as shit December 31st, 2019, about why none of your goals came to fruition, right? So in order to have momentum behind your outcome or your goals, I want you to really think about how you are going to achieve those goals, when you want to achieve those goals, why you want to achieve those goals, and write it out. Think about it. This is considered a ritual practice. You know, people think rituals is animal blood and we got to sacrifice a dove and I got to wear all white and put blood on my head and shit like that. No, it's really about thinking consciously, being aware of how you're thinking. Okay. I had to take a moment, think my damn self. So write that out. Now in business, we call it SMART goals. And SMART is an acronym. SMART, S standing for specific, M standing for measurable, A standing for attainable, R standing for relevant, and T standing for timely. Understand that a SMART goal, when you're writing all this stuff out, is a plan. And when you stick to a plan, or when you write out a plan, when you take the time to really think about what you want to do and how you're going to do it, you are more likely to actually achieve that goal because you're going to stick to that plan because you wrote it out. You know what you need to do. Be very, very specific about your goal. Be very, very specific about how you're going to get to that goal. So if you want to lose weight, don't just say that your goal is to lose weight. How, you know, think about what that means. Are you saying you want to lose 5 pounds? Are you saying, what are you saying? Right? Write that out. So I want to lose weight. I want to lose 5 pounds. All right, perfect. That's specific. Boom. Then you want to measure that out, right? So what is the weight that you're at, and how would you know when you lost 5 pounds? That's measurable. Then you want to say attainable. How in the hell are you going to lose 5 pounds? Are you going to go to the gym? Are you going to go and walk around your neighborhood every day? Are you going to watch your calorie intake? Are you going to change your diet? How are you going to obtain this goal? Once again, be very specific about it, because if you're specific, you're probably going to stay on this plan. Okay. Make sure it's relevant. Make sure it just makes sense. I think losing 5 pounds makes sense. That's relevant, especially if that's the goal of losing weight. And then make it timely. If you want to lose 5 pounds by the end of the year, that's timely. That gives you a timeline. If you want to lose 5 pounds within, you know, 3 months, that's timely. Giving yourself a timeline creates the discipline, the mindset that you have something to do and you need to stick to it, right? Just like in school, whether you're in school or not right now, but when you were in school, if you had an assignment that was due, you had a due date, that timeline, it created a certain mindset that you knew you had to do your assignment at a, you know, and that kept you on some type of a path and goal so that you could achieve that. So make sure that you're very specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and you're timely with your goals. Because 2019, once again, is going to give you all the tools. It's going to have so much divine energy behind it to really push you forward. Okay? Manifestation is something that everybody has the power to do. You do not need to seek external guidance or external energy or external sources to manifest what you want in your life. You don't have to, it's not a superpower that's only given to specific people. Everybody has this ability, but this ability requires things from you. You know, nothing in life is free. You have to have momentum. You have to have discipline. You have to have concentration. You have to have patience. You have to have trust and belief behind it. If you don't believe in the goals that you're setting, they're not relevant, right? So if you know that you're working at McDonald's right now, you don't have a plan, you're not in school, or you're not an engineer, you haven't been studying, you don't have clients or anything like that, you know that your goal of becoming a millionaire by the end of the year is just, that's just cuckoo. It doesn't make sense. That's not going to happen, right? So it needs to be attainable. But you have the power to change your reality. And you hear this all the time from people that are successful, or who we deem as successful, or who we deem lifestyle is admirable or desirable. And they tell you all the time that you have the power to change. You have the power to make your life just as great as theirs. And you kind of sit back and like, bullshit. They're not bullshitting you. You have everything that you need in your life's toolkit to create your reality. However, that also has a price behind it. And the price is around discipline. You're going to have to make sacrifices. okay? If your goal is to save $10,000, then ma'am, why are you on Amazon buying useless shit? Okay? Why are you at the club or why are you at the bar buying drinks? You're going to have to make that sacrifice to get to that goal. But you're going to have the ability to manifest that $10,000 if you want to. So, my suggestion, once again, is to sit, think about 2018 and what that did for your life, what that impacted in your life, what that meant for your life. Say it out loud, write it down. And then think about, now that you have acknowledged that, how do you want to move forward? What is your goals for 2019? Believe in yourself. Believe in what you're saying. Write it down. Be specific. Because it's going to be one hell of a year for some of us. I'm going to say that once again. It's going to be one hell of a year for some of us. Because some of y'all is arrogant and cocky. You're hard-headed. You didn't listen. You're going through the garbage trying to pull shit out and take it back inside. Listen, that it ain't going to be a good year for you. I'm just saying that right now. Whatever. Call me whatever you want. I'm just saying. It's not going to be a good year for y'all. But for the rest of us that are paying attention, that are really, really going to focus on becoming better or achieving whatever we want to achieve, it's going to happen. Okay? The other thing that I want to say, though, around manifestation is meditating or praying. Meditation and prayer are the same thing. About non-tangible things, because you get those faster. Clarity, strength, guidance, understanding. Because the year is going to be so powerful that what you ask for, you're going to get. Be careful with how you think. That's what the clarity and understanding and strength. Be mindful about that, because what you ask for, you're going to receive. Be mindful that you need to be ready to receive those things. You know, we hear all the time about people that just become famous, you know, kind of overnight. And they truly, genuinely wasn't ready for it, even though they asked for this type of lifestyle. That is something that you need to pray for, about being, having, strengthening yourself, strengthening your spirit, strengthening your surroundings, so that you're ready to receive what you're asking for. Sis, if you are asking to elevate your business to the next level and receive so much clientele and whatever else, also understand that once you receive that, then what? Are you ready to get that? Are you in the right mindset? Are you in the right space to receive what you're asking for? That's another thing that you want to be careful with manifestation. The 2019 is going to be, I mean, when I say what you think will happen, it will happen. So you have to be ready for that. For the people that kind of think negative all the time, or kind of doubt themselves, not kind of, but always doubt themselves or doubt everything that's going on, understand the energy behind that is going to be 10 times stronger. So that doubt that you have is going to happen. If you say, oh, I can't do this, you're not going to do it. And not only are you not going to do it, something's going to happen where you really can't do it. So y'all, be ready for 2019. It's going to be one hell of a year. I do want to hear what everyone else is kind of doing. How do you bring in the new year? What are some of your rituals or some of your practices? Is this tradition? Is this cultural? Is this something that you're just trying out? I'm interested, because I love best practices and I love tips to incorporate into my life. But y'all, be blessed, because that's exactly what's going to happen in
2019. He say he wanna touch it and tease it and squeeze it. Well, my piggyback is hungry, my nigga, you need to feed it. If the text ain't freaky, I don't wanna read it. And just to let you know,
know this punani is undefeated, ayy. He said he really wanna see me more. I said we should have a date where? At the Lamborghini store. I'm kinda scary, hard to read, I'm like a wizzy boy. But I'm a boss, bitch, who you gonna leave me for? You got no class, you bitches is broke still. I be talking cash shit when I'm popping my gold grill. I'm a whole rich bitch and I work like I'm broke still. But the love be so fake, but the hate be so real. Sobresale de mi traje, no traje panticito pa' que el nene no trabaje. Es que yo me sé lo que tú crees que tú no sabes. Dice que no quiere, pero se quiere comerle el equipaje.
Báilame como si fuera la última vez y enséñame ese pasito que no sé. Un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki, 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 rumba.
Bye, 2018. Bye. That's it. We're done. But anyways, you know I have to do my plug-in. Plug-in. Follow me on Instagram at hex, H-E-X underscore appeal, A-P-P-E-A-L underscore underscore. Let me warn you right now that my page is about traveling and pictures that I liked when I was traveling. However, if you have something to say to me, DM me. You might end up in them other DMs, but I check those too. So let me hear from you. And yeah, I wish you guys the best 2019. I'll be back sometime in January. You know, I'm not consistent. I don't do the whole like every week I'm gonna release a podcast. I don't have time for that. But you know, I always got something to say every month. So I'll release my next podcast episode in 2019. I'll probably have it more developed and defined. I feel like my podcast this year was just like me ranting and saying whatever. Some stuff was necessary, some stuff was whatever. I feel like everybody that listened needs to hear it. But yeah, happy 2019 and God bless, y'all bless.